You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. They say a community is as vital as its expression of the arts. And if the Juno Arts and Humanities Council has anything to do with it, there will always be plenty of opportunity to share and enjoy arts and culture in this community. And here to talk about some of those opportunities, the council's executive director, Nancy DeCherney. Hi, Nancy.
Shelley, how are you?
Well, thanks. And how are you?
It's a beautiful day.
Yes, and there's lots to talk about. So let's start with First Friday. What are some of the events that folks can check out?
We have a couple of, well, we're doing our thing virtually because our galleries are not quite together, except the one over at Centennial Hall, the Davis Gallery, has actual, the Portrait of the Tongass pieces are hanging there, and you can go to the Davis Gallery and see them. They are beautiful. It's a combination of paintings, drawings, and photographs made by Emily Charlotte Tableson and Alex Witt. And I really want to say it's worth checking out over there. To get into it, you probably have to ring the doorbell. You go to the gravel parking lot, go to the door that's marked business, and ring the doorbell. And we are doing ours virtually, and it's kind of exciting. It's the Alaska Breastfeeds statewide juried art exhibit. And it's got some really unique and unusual things in it. Some of her, it's a wonderful organization. They started in 2014. It was the brainchild of the Fairbanks Breastfeeding Coalition. And they have, now the show goes around all over the state. And as a matter of fact, they're looking for a place that would like to host it in 2022. But anyway, the Juno Breastfeeding Alliance via the Juno Arts and Humanities Council is virtually showing this year's. So you go to our website and click on First Friday, and there you go. Nice. Devil's Club Brewing Company has Christine Kleinhens of Tidewatcher showing her Wild Lupin connection that is going to be up through the month. They are on North Franklin Street, and I think you can stop in there on the First Friday. There's some really large stuff, some really beautiful stuff. I love her colors. She just does wonderful color things. Annie Kales has Jacqueline Tingey. She does paintings and multimedia pieces, one-of-a-kind prints, hand-painted leather jewelry. Currently, she's mostly doing watercolors. But anyway, that show will also be up for the month. But the First Friday part is from 4:30 to 7:30. So stop down at Annie Kales. I know they're real careful about their COVID practices, so you can stop in there. Juno Artist Gallery, which is in the Senate building, has Lou Isaac. He's a painter. She's the featured artist for the month of September. So stop in there. She'll be available to talk from 4:30 to 6. And there's also, she has an email you can get a hold of her at. So everybody needs to be masked up for these events. And I think that's pretty much what I know about First Friday at this point.
All right. Well, that's a really good rundown. So next thing I wanted to ask you about is the Fresh Air Market. I know we had the food fair over the weekend, and that seemed like a success despite the rain. So I saw a lot of people there. And now there's one last Fresh Air Market on the calendar. When does that take place?
It was going to be this Saturday, but we decided it was so close to the one that we just had that we'll do it on the 18th, Saturday the 18th from 10 until 1. It's supposed, predicted to rain too, but that seems to be the magic weather for these outdoor markets. We had a huge crowd. I haven't had time to count it, but we had probably between 500 and 700 people that showed up. So as Ed Bayarsky said, there was no fire danger. We could be we didn't need to worry about that. But and you can go onto our website, and there's a button for the Fresh Air Markets, and the people who have registered, you can see what they're going to be selling there. And if you're interested, you can also click on that button and sign up to be a vendor. We will be outside again, come rain or shine. And we have tents, and we're Southeastern Alaskan people, so we can take it, right?
That's great. We can take it. Yep. For a few minutes at least.
Yeah.
Well, another piece of exciting news is that the Juno Arts and Culture Center is reopening. So that must be some welcome news for you and your crew. After a year or more being out of service for the arts, what kind of work does it need, Nancy?
Well, we're really doing all sorts of stuff. And we have a wonderful posse of volunteers. I want to thank them all so much. I just send out a thing saying this tomorrow, we need this, and people show up to do it. It's just great. We've had the HERS painting has completely repainted the main hall and the lobby shop area. And now we're working on the gallery. All of the offices have been repainted. You'll notice the doors are bright red going outside. So we're working on that. Today, we were working on very carefully putting all the glass back into the cabinetry that goes in the lobby shop. So we'll be able to get the lobby shop up. We're getting, Reggie's working on carpeting the gallery and the offices. I mean, we're doing a major overhaul around here. So, which, you know, we had did all this the last time in 2007. So this was just a really good opportunity for us to clean things and sort things and get rid of things and try to start fresh. I think everybody's going to really like it. And if you're interested in helping out, give me a call. There's always a dump run to do. There's always something like that that we need help, a little bit of help doing. So and we were hoping to be able to do an opening on Friday, but obviously we couldn't manage that. But we're going to have some moving that people, if anybody feels strong and wants to help us move a bunch of desks, we're going to need that pretty soon. So it's fun. It's exciting. You should wander over, Shelley. You're just across the
You're right. And I should. And I will. We just have a few minutes left. I'd hope we'd have a little bit more time to talk about it, but I'm sure we'll talk again. So last but not least, the Jack is helping to coordinate the first Indigenous Music Festival here in Juneau. And I'm really excited to talk about that. What can you tell us for a little bit of background and overview there?
Well, it's called Rock Ock. It's going to be an every other year sort of thing. The first one is going to be in November. We have signed Snotty Nose Rez Kids. They're coming from Canada. They're going to be virtual. This year, we knew that things were going to have to probably be virtual, which allows us to bring people from all over the world without having to get visas and stuff like that. So this is good. We have Purifé, Pantayo. Those folks are going to be also virtual. But live, we have Albino Mbai, Arias Hoyle, Byron Nicolai, the Ed Littlefield Trio, Mark Brown, Bamua, Superman, Whitney Youngman, and Yatsin. So it's quite a Yeah, it's great. Taylor Vidic has stepped in to help us coordinate it. You know, she did the From Juneau From Love, or From Juneau With Love, did a great job with that. So she's helping us get it all organized. It's going to be very exciting. We have I believe that Stephen Blanchett made a playlist on one of the things which I will post so that you can start getting listening to the musicians. It's very exciting what we're bringing in, and I'm hoping that everybody will get excited. I think mostly it's going to be, the things will be live, will be at the Jack. You know, it's one of those things, you just can't plan anything anymore these days. So we have a plan and we may have to change it, but it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be upbeat and really exciting. Our goal is for this to be the festival that everybody, Indigenous performers from all over the world, want to perform at to sort of launch into the public eye. So we got big plans, big aspirations.
Excellent. Well, thanks for that rundown. And I do look forward to talking about that more. KTOO is the main media partner for this event. You can also find out more by tuning into KXLL and listen to Chandra Boom, our arts, culture, music producer for the station. She's on the planning committee for Ock Rock and will be providing regular updates and music from the artists on the lineup. Her shows are Wednesdays and Fridays, 1 p.m. on 100.7 FM online at KXLL. Nancy DeCherney, thanks so much for talking with me today. I hope you have a lovely rest of your afternoon.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.